Anger is one of the most misunderstood emotions of our grieving process. Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. In today's episode, we continue exploring the complex world of grief, and we will be paying attention to a particularly challenging emotion, anger. And it is very common. However, we at times may want to put it on the shelf and try to ignore it. However, as any other emotion, it is important to recognize it, to acknowledge it, and to see how we can process it. We are going to be exploring what causes anger, what are the consequences, and particularly, we will be talking about young people and anger when they are grieving the loss of a loved one. We know that grief can be experienced because we go through any type of loss. Yes. So the anger that they may exhibit may be because they are experiencing other losses. And that's why I want to be tapping into this topic, because it can help our youth. And this is geared, you know, this my intention is to help parents, to help teachers to understand this type of reaction when there is a loss in the lives of our young people. Let's talk about anger. And what is anger? How can we understand anger? We know that it is a natural emotion, and grief is the natural response to loss. And grief is like a big umbrella that has so many emotions under it, okay? So anger is part of this intricate tapestry of grief. And when it happens to young people, this emotion, to experience this emotion, may be very intense, and it may confuse them because they may not know what to do with it, okay? When we talk about causes of anger, many times happens because we feel that there has been an injustice, or we felt impotent over something, and we experience that sense of powerlessness that we couldn't do anything about the loss of our loved one. Let's understand that anger, and this is what I want to really get your attention, that anger may be a secondary emotion. Generally, it is a secondary emotion that masks another feeling that may be very deep inside of them. And this feeling may be pain. Maybe fear. They may feel vulnerable. So all these things may be happening in our young people, and we want to know about this because we want to address it in an effective way. So when we talk about causes of anger in a grieving youth, what are these? They may feel abandoned. They may feel like when they lost either a parent, a grandparent, a sibling, an uncle, someone very close to them, even close friends. When that person dies, they may feel abandoned, that the person left them. In all those emotions, that anger may be because of that. They may also feel that with the loss of that person, the hopes, the dreams they had for the future will not happen. So all those expectations will be unmet. So this may cause frustration and anger. Something else that happens, and it happens, you know, all these things happen to young people, but we understand that this emotion can happen to us as well, adults. We know that. However, because it is so prevalent in young people, I wanted to focus on that topic, you know, and to that population in this episode. But again, it can happen to us. It can apply to us adults. Okay, then we talk about also the sense of not having control. And when we feel that there is a lack of control, that can bring anger. Because when someone dies and the finality of that death may make us feel helplessness, you know, helpless, that we couldn't do anything and we don't know what to do. And again, this sense of anger may make us feel that we are in control, okay? And we may even call this like a false sense of control, because then the emotion is controlling us, right? So, but at least there's something that they feel that they are doing, you know, like being angry. So they feel like they have some sense of control. Now, what happens if our youth, our young people do not address this? What are the consequences? The thing is that if we do not allow them to express their anger, to look after help, you know, to help them in this process, in the way they are dealing with the anger, they may have negative consequences in their lives, because they may get isolated. They may, you know, they may not want to see family, friends. They may suffer in their, you know, their grades, you know, the academic and behavioral issues in school may happen. And then because they have all that anger inside and it's being projected in a different way. And that may be one, you know, the school behavior, that, you know, how they are expressing themselves at school, how they are, you know, the lack of interest in studying, lack of motivation, and sometimes acting out in the classroom. All these things may be a product of grief, a product of anger. So it's important to understand these things for people who work in the school system, you know, for teachers to address this topic with a counselor at school, so they can help the student and to find out, you know, when a student is behaving in ways that are disruptive. The first thing that we want to know is if they are experiencing a loss in their lives. It is fundamental. It is important. The loss of a loved one because of death. Also, there's another issue, divorce. When their parents are getting divorced, that can also, of course, give them a sense of loss, and they may have this emotion present in their lives. They may feel angry. So that's why I wanted to also, you know, talk about the other losses that I was commenting before, that they may experience grief and anger over other types of losses, okay? So, and also, when they are experiencing grief and anger, they want to develop healthy coping skills. Because of the anger, they may abuse alcohol. They may go into using drugs. All these things may happen. And actually, there is a high incidence when there has been a loss that the person may develop an addiction. Because before I started, you know, this working in this, the world of the bereaved, of grief, I was an addiction counselor many years ago. That's how I started my helping profession. And I remember that this is one of the causes for people to get into addiction after experiencing a huge loss. So it was a way to cope if they were not able to express it. So that was something that they developed, you know, an addiction, because they wanted to mask the feelings they were experiencing. So let's always pay attention. Let's allow our youth to express how they feel, instead of telling them how they should feel, to give them the space to share how they feel. And for this, we want to create a safe space without judgment, to allow them to talk, to allow them to share their feelings of anger. So that is an expression of love from us. It's extremely important. Also, as I always say, no, the first thing is to acknowledge our feelings, and the second is to validate our feelings. Well, let's do it with our youth. They need to feel that they can express their feelings and that they are validated, okay? Validation helps people feel understood and even less alone. Now, we want also to guide them into developing healthy expressions of anger, okay? So it can be, you know, through sports, through art, you know, writing, you know, writing music, writing in a journal, writing letters, you know, playing an instrument. So these are things that they can do, okay? And with sports, as we always say, exercise. When we change our physical state, we change our emotional state. That can also help them tremendously, okay? And let's never forget that we are their role model. So the way we handle losses, they are watching us. So we, and this is for youth, this is for children. Let's always keep that in mind. So we want to not only teach them coping mechanisms, but to show them what we do, okay? What helps us and what is healthy. Maybe teach them some breathing techniques, some meditation, something that we do physically that helps us as well to deal with our emotions, and that can help them. If you see that it is a lot for that young person that is in your life, that is so dear to you, well, you can tell them that it would be a good idea to seek professional help, because there is so much out there and they can go there, because many times that's what they need, the guidance of someone specialized in grief that understands them, that do not judge them, that give them tools and ideas to work through their grief, to navigate, you know, this time in their lives. Because let's always keep in mind that grief is a journey, and the way they learn and we learn when we are young. And I tell you this because I lost my father when I was 12 years old. So just 1 year before teenage years, I was still a child, but I was in that, you know, that middle transition, no? So that's why I do these things. When I say these things, I do it with all my love. Besides being my profession, you know, to work with grief, but I can tell you from a personal perspective, and it helped me so much that they gave me that safe space, you know, to express my emotions, to express how I felt. And so it helps in the healing process, okay? So remember that in the case of anger, if our youth, that young person, is experiencing anger in their grieving process, it's important for them to remember that they are feeling that anger and grief because they love that person so much, because they actually love them, because grief is the other side. It's just that it's being expressed in that way, and they want to move from that place of anger and suffering to a place of honoring their loved one. And you can help them do this by your understanding, by your support, and your guidance, okay? Remember, we can always help them to transform their anger into something that takes them to that healing, like stepping stones, like a process towards healing. Let's always remember to make them feel that they are not alone in their journey, and that we are here for them, to support them, to guide them, and above all, to love them. I send you a hug with all my love.